For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A Brainerd man was killed Tuesday morning when the car he was driving hit a train. According to the Minnesota State Patrol, the man was 37-year-old Keith Michael Donovan. The crash occurred on West Gull River Road Southwest, just off Highway 210 in between Pillager and Baxter. According to a Facebook post from Pillager Area Fire and Rescue, firefighters responded to the collision around 6:30 a.m. They found the stopped train and Donovan's vehicle on the south side of the train tracks. There was no crossing arm at the intersection, and the State Patrol reports Donovan was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. The Carlton County Boardroom erupted in applause Monday as commissioners approved a one-year moratorium on data centers. Larissa Donovan has more.
Carlton County's new ordinance will prohibit approvals of new data center developments in any of the county's townships. Legal staff advised the board that cities within the county would not be affected by the moratorium. District 4 Commissioner Susan Zimsloney offered the motion. She said she didn't have much to add to the discussion that wasn't already expressed by Dr. Seuss's The Lorax.
This interim use ordinance is important for our generational farms, our tourism, our lakes, our forests, and I just, I think it's a smart way to move.
Carlton County's discussion on moratoriums began this summer when the grassroots group The Land Stewards requested it at a meeting in early June. The data center proposed in Hermantown and the non-disclosure agreements that went with it have localized the nationwide discussion around data centers. Carlton County joins a growing list of Minnesota communities who have adopted moratoriums on data centers as state and federal regulation lag. Bemidji is also considering a one-year data center moratorium. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
A trail surrounding Gull Lake will soon be complete, more than 16 years after the idea first arose. The Pine and Lakes Echo Journal reports it started with a simple concept: build a paved trail connecting East Gull Lake, Fairview Township, Lakeshore, and Nisswa. East Gull Lake already had its trails. That simple idea took over $13 million to accomplish. Today, there's a 21-mile multi-use trail linking all four communities, complete with mile markers, map kiosks, and parking lots. The Echo Journal reports grant funds have been secured for the last half mile needed to complete the route. The final stretch in Lakeshore will require an aluminum floating boardwalk through wetlands. Those need to be frozen for installation, so the boardwalk will be installed early next year. The Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe has opened a new family-oriented homeless shelter in Bena. Emma Crabb attended the ribbon cutting.
The shelter is just down the road from the Lyman Deedy Losh Transitional Home, but is almost twice the size. Nearly all of its 56 beds are reserved for families. Kenneth Thompson, or Standing Bear, is the Homeless Services Program Manager. He says the facility also features important family amenities like a playroom.
So if the parents are doing whatever they need to do, financial literacy, you know, life skills classes, if they're meeting with folks, you know, to a Zoom call or something, the kids can be in the playroom and they don't have to worry about, you know, finding childcare.
Around 60 people attended the ribbon cutting ceremony late Wednesday morning. Following an opening prayer and a drum ceremony, several members of the Leech Lake Tribal Council spoke about the importance of a shelter amid a housing shortage. Steve White represents District 2, which includes Bena. He described the shelter's location as
kind of the hub at the center of the reservation. So we just want to make it accessible to everyone.
Tracy Haug is the former shelter program manager. She was responsible for naming the shelter in a ceremony last week. Haug says after smoking tobacco, she received a dream of two women, one surrounded by storms and the other by clear skies. This inspired the shelter's Ojibwe and English names.
The name of this building is Nijushimeyug, Two Sisters, Wigwam Lodge. So it's the Lodge of Two Sisters.
The shelter was mostly funded through a $3.7 million Minnesota Department of Human Services grant. Emma Crabb, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.